Numbers chapter 3. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Numbers chapter 3, verse 1. These also are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priest, which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. And they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron, their father. So Aaron was the high priest. His four sons were to help him and also succeed him in that high and holy office. But his two oldest sons were struck dead for disobeying God in some manner. The specifics we are not given. As a result, only Eleazar and Ithamar were left to minister with their father. And by the way, only direct descendants of Aaron could serve as the priest. All priests were Levites, but not all Levites were priests. 5. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him." So the Levites would be servants to the priests. 7. And they shall keep his charge and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. So they were to do, they were to assist the priest in doing physical work, manual labor, and so forth, around the tabernacle. 8. And they shall keep all the instruments, all the furnishings of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. Verse 9. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given to him out of the children of Israel. So the Levites, all of them, were set apart to serve God by serving the priest. 10. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office. In other words, they shall care for their priest's office, and the stranger that comes near shall be put to death. So not everyone could be a priest. Not every Levite could be a priest. Only those who were descendants of Aaron, the one and only first original high priest. Verse 11, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "And I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that opens the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed to me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord." So when God delivered the Israelite firstborn by the sacrificial lamb's blood on the door, while slaying all the firstborn of Egypt because they refused to let the Israelites go free out of slavery, as a memorial, God claimed all the firstborn of Israel. And here he substitutes the firstborn of Israel. Instead of claiming them for himself, he claimed the entire tribe of Levi. 14. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, "Number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families. Every male from a month old and upward shall you number of them." And we're going to see why in a moment. And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. And of course, Moses, what made him a great leader is that he always followed what the Lord commanded, for the most part. The time he didn't, he got into big trouble, as we will see. Verse 17, and these were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families, Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their families, Amram and Izhar and Hebron and Uzziel. And the sons of Merari by their families, Mahlai and Mushai. These are the families of the Levites according to the house of their fathers. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shimeites. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those that numbered of them, according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them, were 7,500. 7,500. Remember that number. 23. The families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief of the house of the father of Gershonite shall be Eliasaph, the son of Lael. 25. And the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent, the covering thereof, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the curtain for the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar round about, and the cords of it for all the service thereof. So all the male Levites, a month old or more, were numbered. And they were then divided according to their association with one of the sons of Levi. And since Levi had three sons, all the Levites were divided into three groups. His sons' names were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the Gershonites camped on the west side of the tabernacle. They were responsible for the tabernacle cloths, the hides, and the curtains. 27. And of Kohath was the family of Amramites, and the family of Izharites, and the family of Hebronites, and the family of Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. Let's keep reading. Verse 28, and the number of all the males from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of the Kohathites shall be Elizaphan, the son of Uzziel. And their charge shall be the ark, and the table, and the candlestick, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary, wherewith they minister, and the hangings, and all the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, shall be chief over the chief of the Levites, and have the oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. So, the second group of Levites were the Kohathites. They camped on the south side, and their responsibility was to care for the holy things which were situated in the tabernacle, the furniture, things like that. Verse 33, of Merari was the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. And those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward. And under the custody and charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all that serves thereto, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. So the third group of Levites were the Merarites. They camped north of the tabernacle, and it was their job to care for the tabernacle's wooden framework. 38. But those that encamped before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel, and the stranger that comes near shall be put to death. And so God restates that solemn warning. Moses, along with Aaron and his sons, camped on the east side of the tabernacle, and their job was to supervise everything connected with the tabernacle, to supervise the three sons of Levi and how they performed their tasks that were given by God. Everything done neatly and in order. Every Levite belonged to one of these three groups, and every Levite had their own specific job to do in the tabernacle, and when the tabernacle was moved, they all had their specific part to move. 40. And God is the one who decided who did what. 39. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord throughout their families, all males from a month old and upward, were 22,000. And the Lord said to Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And you shall take the Levites for me. I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the children of Israel. 42. And Moses numbered, as the Lord commanded him, all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and all the firstborn males, by the number of names from a month old and upward, of those that were numbered of them, were 22,213. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 213 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, you shall even take 5 shekels apiece by the poll. After the shekel of the sanctuary shall you take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs. And you shall give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed to Aaron and to his sons. And Moses took the redemption money of them that were over and above them that were redeemed by the Levites. Of the firstborn of the children of Israel took he the money, 1,375 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the money of them that were redeemed to Aaron and to his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. So there's a lot of reading there, but let me summarize it for you. Let me just go back to square one with regards to this firstborn stuff. In exchange for sparing Israel's firstborn in Egypt, God claimed the firstborn of Israel for himself, and obviously God didn't want them sacrificed to him. But they were to be set apart for his service. But God then exercised his right of substitution. He redeemed the firstborn from his service in exchange for the entire tribe of Levi. But there were 273 more firstborn than there were Levites. And that meant that in a head-to-head exchange, there were still 273 firstborn who needed to be redeemed. And God had a plan, as he always does. he required 5 shekels of silver for each of the 273 firstborn to be paid to Aaron for the tabernacle ministry, and that squared things up.